Peace to all of you, brothers and sisters.
感谢上帝，最近借着我们教会青少年的名义，不断的有聚餐活动可以参加。
So thanks, Lord, because of in the name of the youth group, we having several events that we can gather together.
因着庆祝高中毕业就要进入大学，
We
因着
have a
一年一度国庆节。青少年的聚会等等，
We have a
是我们大
celebration.
饱口福。
We have the celebration for the high school graduate. We also have these Fourth of July party for the youth group.
在新约圣经中有一个希腊文的词儿，我相信许多弟兄姐妹都会认识。
So there's a famous Greek word in the New Testament. Most of the brothers and sisters you probably all familiar with.
Agape，
As
认
you
识
see
吗？
on the screen.
什么意思？爱加倍，
So,
这是音译啊。
it's love.
哎，那它基本上有两个含义。
So there's a two meaning in this agape.
一个呢是爱，是喜欢，是重视。
One of them is love and affection and valued.
那另一个意思呢，就是爱宴。
The other meaning is the feast of love.
那在早期教会的生活中啊，有一种聚餐，通常呢，是与今天咱们接下来的圣餐礼是在一起进行的。
So there was a meal in the early church, it's very similar to what we have, the Holy Communion. People will gather together.
那在哥林多前书11章17到34节呢，有一段非常精彩的描述。
So in the First Corinthians chapter 11, from 17 to 34, there's a very good description of that meeting.
我用了一段现代中文译本，《哥林多前书》11章20到22节。你们聚集的时候，并不是来守主的圣餐，因为你们个人都急着吃自己带来的东西，以至于有的挨饿，有的醉饱。难道你们没有家可以吃吗？还是你们故意藐视上帝的教诲，并且使穷人难堪呢？
So over here, in the First Corinthians chapter 11:20, it says, "So then, when you come together, it's not for the Lord's supper you eat, but when you are eating, some of you go ahead with your own private suppers. As a result, one person remain hungry and another get drunk. Don't you have homes to eat and drink in? So do you despise the church of the Lord by humiliating those who have nothing? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you?" Certainly not in this matter.
那接下来的23到29节呢，就是自古以来，我们接下来要领受圣餐的时候，所要诵读的那一段经文，就是我所传授给你们的，是从我从主领受的，等等那一段。
And after that, from verses 23 and 29 is the verses you're familiar with that we used to recite in the Holy Communion.
那后面呢？就是第33节和前面刚才我们念的这一节是遥相呼应的。
And the verses 33 is kind of like corresponding passage to the verses we just read, 20 to 22.
那我们看哥林多前书11章33、34节，所以我的弟兄姐妹们，你们聚集守主的圣餐是应该彼此等候。
So my brother and sister, when you observe the Holy Communion, you should wait for one another.
有谁饿了，应该在家里先吃，免得聚会的时候受上帝审判。
So whoever hungry should eat at home first, instead of and otherwise it will be a judgment.
因为早期教会呢，在圣餐礼之后，全体会众都会在一起相聚，有一个聚餐。那个聚餐呢，叫爱宴，也就是阿嘎培。
So in the early church, after the Holy Communion, they will have an actual meal together. That meal is called agape.
那他们所需的食物以及所有的费用花销呢，都是个人 量力而奉献.
So the food and expenses for that meal agape was offered by individual at their own will.
所以你看这个圣经这个地方, 保罗要大家, 你们要彼此的等候,
So why did Paul ask them to wait for one another during this feast of love, agape?
因为在那个时候, 那一顿聚餐, 对当时教会中不少奴隶身份的那些信徒来讲,
So for some of the people, majority of them, some of them still are being slaves.
时常是他们整个一周来所能够吃到的一顿被称为餐的那一顿饭。
For those people as being a slave, that is considered to be a meal, a good meal for the whole week.
所以聚餐爱宴 agape 正是基督徒聚集在一起，成为一体，成为一家人的一个标志。
So this is really a symbol of Christian being a family. They gather together and have a meal together as a family.
那这种崇拜圣餐礼之后的聚餐，被我们今天的华裔背景的信徒传承以及发扬光大，直到今天。
So that, so the agape meal has been really been observed by Asian kind of Christian that we've been observing this all along for ages.
那问题来了。
So now here's a question.
我们在主日聚餐的时间里面，通常都喜欢和什么人坐在一起？
So when we have this agape meal, like after the church service, what do we use? What do we like to sit with?
有弟兄姐妹可能在想说，这重要吗？您在这儿问。
Some people may think, is it important for you to ask this kind of question?
聚餐的时候，爱宴的时候，在 agape 的时候，在初代教会那个时候，曾经被上升到信仰纯正与否的高度的非常重要的事情。
So in early church, this kind of agape meal is considered a very important spiritual matter.
那今天我们就接着上一周《加拉太书》2章1到10节之后11到16节的经文来思想讨论，发生在初代教会时期，因着和什么人在一起聚餐所产生的信仰上的张力和挑战。
So following what the discussion we have previously from Galatians chapter 2 to 1 to 10, today we're going to focus on verses 11 to 16. It's a challenge for all of us in terms of our belief. What do we want to have meal with?
那我们的主题就是因信称义versus传统观念。的意思就是因信称义面对传统观念的张力和挑战。
So today's title is the justification by faith versus the conventional idea, which is means the pressure we're going to having from the conventional ideas, since we all believe justification by faith.
11到16节经文，但是在预备的时候，我发现里边的信息量非常大，所以我们将分。
When I prepare my sermon, I find out there's a lot of material to talk about, so I'm going to separate it into two sessions. We're going to talk about first session today.
今天就是由加拉太书2章11到14节所引出的面对传统观念势力的挑战。
So we're going to discuss verses 11 to 14. That will be the challenge from the conventional concepts or traditional concepts.
加拉太书2章11节，后来基法到了安提阿，因他有可责之处，我就当面抵挡他。So
in verses 11 it says, when Cephas came to Antioch, I opposed him to his face.
基法是谁啊？
So who is Cephas?
彼得是吧？
That's another name for Peter.
那话说在加拉太书2章前面。 1到10节的经文所描述的保罗带着他的助手提多和他在多年施工中最亲密的福音的知己伙伴 见证人也是他的老搭档巴拿巴，一起走访了耶路撒冷时代初代教会的大本营之后。
So over here, if you recall that we talk about in Galatians chapter 2, 1 to 10, that's kind of background. Paul has brought together his assistant, that's Titus, who has been working with him so many years. Titus is his best friend, his partner is also his witness. He also brought Barnabas, as you know, that as a partner. They went through all these places in the early church. Those are considered to be a base camp for the Christianity. And after they visited all different places, they finally came back to the base camp of Antioch.
那不久之后呢，使徒彼得也来到了安提阿。Not
for a while, also Apostle Peter also came to Antioch.
哇，原本是一件可喜的事情。你看，彼得身为一个纯正的犹太人背景的信徒。
So this considered to be a very pleasing event because Peter himself, he is a Jewish.
因着他在耶城教会的柱石的领袖身份。
He also considered to be one of the leaders, in the Bible call him the pillars in the Jerusalem church.
来到安提阿以后却摒弃了犹太传统观念与安提阿教会的外邦背景的信徒坐在一起吃饭。
So he abandoned the so-called traditional ideas of not having meal with the Gentiles. So he sit down and eat the meal together with the Gentile believers.
这对外邦信徒来说，可以说是因着被接纳而感到莫大鼓舞的事情。
So that is considered to be a very great encouragement for the Gentile being able to have the meal at the same time with Peter.
但是从经文里边我们看到， 似乎是发生了什么情况，使得保罗当面的抵挡彼得。
Through the verses, kind of see something happen because Apostle Paul opposed Peter and reprimand him.
抵挡，或者说是反对他，指责他。
So actually, object Peter and reprimanded Peter.
大家注意这个可责之处。
So over here, place that He will be condemned according to the NIV version.
这个词不仅仅是他有可责备之处那么轻描淡写的。It's
not only that he will clearly in the wrong.
如果确切的讲呢，是指人因着自己遭到自己的行为的批判和定罪。
So that was actually, in the words, was being condemned because his wrong behavior.
特别是指那种人因为里外不一致的表现。
Especially a person who doesn't have a congruent personality and his behavior.
我找了一段经文，就是新汉语译本《加拉太书》2章11节。 但既法到了安提阿的时候，因为他的行为已经定了他的罪。
So over here in a different translation, let me try and interpret it in English. So when Cephas came to Antioch, because his behavior has been condemned, he has been condemned by his behavior. So I, that's Paul, openly opposed him.
彼得的什么行为定了他的罪啊?
So what kind of behavior Peter that did will end up being being condemned?
大家应该猜出来了。So 跟坐在一块吃饭有关系。So
you probably know that because of the meal that he would with the Gentiles.
加拉太书2章12节，从雅各那里来的人未到以先，他和外邦人一同吃饭。 既至他们来到，他因怕奉割礼的人，就退去与外邦人隔开了。So
over here it says in verses 12, For before certain men came from James, he used to eat with the Gentiles, but when they arrived, he began to draw back and separate himself from the Gentiles, because he was afraid of those who belonged to the circumcision group.
原来从耶路撒冷来了不速之客。
So there was a visitor that came from Jerusalem.
经文这里提到两种人，一个呢是从雅各那里来的人，还有呢是奉割礼的人。
So that was a two group that came to visit him, not being announced previously. One of them is from James, the other one is from the circumcision group.
彼得因怕，彼得怕什么？
So why would Peter be frightened?
那我们来了解一下这两种人。首先呢，是从雅各那里来的人。
So first one, let's understand the people that come from James.
从前面一到十节的经文，我们已经知道了使徒彼得和雅各长老以及使徒约翰都是耶路撒冷教会被称为柱石。
So we all know that James and Peter, they all considered the pillars for the church in Jerusalem.
况且保罗和巴拿巴前去耶路撒冷拜访他们的时候，在福音施工上比他们三个人，比他们三位领袖有名望的人达成了共识。
So if you recall that we talk about this, when Apostle Paul and Barnabas, they went to Jerusalem, they visit this person, both James, John, and Peter.They are considered pillars. Now they have the common recognition what a gospel matter has to be.
达成的共识简单一句话就说，叫我们往外邦人他那里去，他们往受割礼的人那里去，干什么呀？传。
So common understanding, are we gonna be sent to the Gentile, and then go to the Gentile to spread the gospel?
所以彼得。没有理由怕雅各及其身边的人。
So really no reason for James to be frightened of James, right?
难道雅各长老身边所围绕的那些人都是一些奉割礼的，是严守摩西律法的信徒吗？
So is it possible that people surrounding James are those people observe the circumcision and observing the Mosaic law to every detail.
从道理上讲的不太通。
This doesn't make any sense at all.
但是有解经家分析说，说彼得一定知道从雅各长老身边来的这几位信徒，从内心的深处，与他自己的观点不一致。
So some theologians they did the research. They believe that people that are coming from James may not have the same understanding from Peter.
所以为了不给他们抓住把柄而引起争吵的机会，
So to prevent the confrontation with those people,
就在礼仪上暂时与外邦信徒分开，免得惹麻烦。
So just for ceremonial matters that he allowed him to be separated from the Gentiles.
那这种说法听起来似乎有道理。
So it kind of making sense.
但是总不至于怕他们。
But still, Peter is not supposed to be being frightened of them, right?
况且他们或许是假借雅各的名义，未必完全真诚的能够代表雅各长老。
So those people that came from James may not exactly represent James.
那我们现在来认识一下，了解一下这个奉割礼的人。
Now, what about the second group of people? They are the circumcision group.
如果他们是耶路撒冷教会的那些奉割礼的信徒，
So those are the people, the so-called that observe the circumcision. They are believers.
那依照彼得在教会的柱石的领袖的地位，
So Peter is considered to be a pillar for the church.
即便非常清楚他们是一群不省油的灯，
Even though those are people not like an easygoing person,
但也犯不上怕他们。
But still, even though he would not supposed to be frightened of them at all.
而且在前不久，我们一起分享过《使徒行传》第十章的一个序列的讲章，那个记载里边，彼得在圣灵的引导下，圣灵差派他前往罗马军官哥尼流家里边，与给他和他的家人以及朋友施洗这样的事情。在耶城教会以及那个周边地区是尽人皆知的。
Plus, as you recall from the Acts chapter 10, we talk about Peter's through the guidance of Holy Spirit, he was able to evangelize the Cornelius. And this news has been spread around the whole Jerusalem. Everybody knows about it.
所以只有一个理由.
So considering all of those, there's only one reason.
这就是彼得所怕的那几个奉割礼的人
Only one reason those circumcision group is considered to be a fanatic group or extremist.
是一群严守律法的犹太狂热分子.
So those are fanatics observing the Jewish law to all the details.
当然这是另外一个牧师的观点，但是我比较支持这个观点.
So this is a point from another minister, but I completely agree to this point.
因为理由是彼得在《使徒行传》十章为罗马军官哥尼流和他的家人朋友施洗。 并与他们同吃同住之后,
My reason is after the Peter spent some time to evangelize this officer of Cornelius and then baptize them and have a meal with them.
过了没多久呢，《使徒行传》十二章，那是十章的事情。到了十二章呢，记载的是希律王为了讨好犹太人，杀害了十二个使徒中约翰的哥哥雅各，然后呢。 又将彼得抓进了牢房.
So after in Acts 12, that recording the King Herod that was trying to please the Jews, so he killed the John's brother, James, that's John's brother, and also put Peter in the jail.
并且他企图在犹太的众百姓面前惩治彼得.
And they're trying to punish Peter in front of all Jews.
结果上帝垂听教会众信徒的祷告. 差派天使半夜将彼得救出了牢房.
As you know that God's help, he was able to escape from the jail.
那彼得从牢房里被救出来以后，匆匆跑到众信徒祷告的地方，夜里的时候打了个招呼，然后呢，就离开往别处去了。
After Peter escaped from prison, as you recall, he went to the place that believers are gathering and greet to them and then left immediately.
他去了哪里, 圣经没有记载。
Bible did not recall where Peter went.
那或许安提阿那这里就是他停留的其中一个地方。
But Antioch is one of the places he has been staying over there.
可是令人意想不到的是，那帮奉割礼的 犹太的狂热分子竟然跟踪彼得来到了安提阿。
To the surprise, the people that so-called the circumcision people that followed Peter to Antioch.
或许呢是不愿意再次面对那个牢狱之灾。It's
probably because Peter doesn't want to be jailed again.
彼得才有那种怕的概念。
So Peter has this kind of like a frightening motion for those people.
因为害怕的原因，就退去与外邦人隔开。Because
his fear, he separated himself to have meal with Gentile.
那大家请注意"隔开"这个词儿。So
this word separation
是用。 分界线与其他隔开、限制、分离的意思。So
it's really a set a boundary line, so to speak, between one area to the other area.
但它有两个含义，一个呢是褒义，一个是贬义。So
there's a two meaning. One of them is the commentary, the other one is the derogatory.
那我们先看它褒义呢，是为了某种目的而分出来，含有指派的含义。
So in this first meaning, there's actually a kind of like assignment. You separate things and being assigned to do something, which is assignment.
那很显然，彼得此时的离开，应该不是褒义的表达。So
over here, when Peter said he's going to separate himself from the Gentile, really not this the first meaning, the separation or assignment.
因为指派拆派的话，不甘。 不应该含有怕的意思.
So because if we talk about assignment, they should not have filled with emotion of fear.
那我们再来看那个贬义，是排除在外，视为声名狼藉.
So over here, second meaning is to exclude this in a disreputable manner.
如果是贬义的表达话，彼得此时可能能想象出来，并非悄无声息的离开。
So over here, he didn't leave unnoticeably.
并非悄无声息地改变与外邦信徒在一起吃饭的习惯。
So he did not just separate them without any notice.
而且还有语言上的斥责。
And that was also reprimand through the voice.
如果彼得向外邦信徒发出斥责的话，是真斥责呢，还是假？
So if this considered to be a reprimand and Peter was doing this to the Gentile, if that is the case,
看到那帮人来了，然后呢，正在跟这外邦信徒吃饭的，站起来以后给他们一眨眼，嗯，你们为什么请我跟你们在一桌吃饭？嗯，眨眨眼。
So over here he was saying, start to reprimand the behavior of eating meal with Gentile.
话又说回来。如果只是做样子给那些犹太的狂热分子看的话，不应该用怕字来形容他。
So if it's just to show people how it was done, and Peter shouldn't be so afraid.
或者我们可以从另外一个角度来解读彼得此时与外邦信徒的隔开。
So we can also look at this from a different perspective. How, why Peter separate himself from the Gentile?
那刚才我们讲了，就是回顾前面的经文，加拉太书二章前面九节的经文。那成为教会柱石的雅各、基法、约翰，就像我和巴拿巴用手右手行相交礼，叫我们往外邦人那里去，他们呢往受割礼的人那里去。
So over here in 9, Galatians chapter 2, 9, it says over here, James, Cephas, and John, those esteemed as pillars, gave me and Barnabas the right hand of fellowship when they recognized the grace given to me. They agreed we should go to the Gentile and they should go to the circumcised.
那段经文的意思呢，就是使徒彼得蒙召是向犹太人传福音。而使徒保罗蒙召呢，是向外邦人传福音。
So over here, Apostle Peter was called to spread gospel to the circumcised, and then Paul was called to go to the Gentile.
所以彼得呢，要在犹太人面前维护他的纯正犹太人的形象。
So Peter, since he's spreading gospel to the Jewish, so he need to maintain Jewish traditional custom, so to speak.
而且也是为了避免因着自己的行为会有损于耶路撒冷及其周边地区基督徒的声誉。
So also he want to prevent the his reputation going be a problem for the Jewish in the Jerusalem area.
但还是同样的问题讲第三遍，为什么要用那个帕子？
But still the question coming back is why is Peter so frightened?
况且接下来的经文也讲不通。
And it still doesn't make any sense for the verse I'm going to quote next.
我们来看加拉太书二章十三节，其余的犹太人也都随着他假装装假，甚至连巴拿巴也随伙装假。
As you can read from 13 over here, the other Jews joined him in his hypocrisy, so that by their hypocrisy, even Barnabas was led astray.
这下问题严重了。
Now the matter is getting serious now.
在彼得这位耶路撒冷教会的柱石领袖级的人物的巨大的影响力下
，because the influence from the pillar of Peter as a pillar in the Jerusalem church，
加拉太教会出现了一条明显的社会的裂缝。
So that is considered to be a social crevices.In the church in Galatia.
一边呢是所谓洁净的犹太背景的基督徒。
So over here, the other side is the people who had the Jewish custom.
坐在另外一边的桌子上吃饭的那些人呢，就是被称为所谓不洁净的外邦背景的基督徒。
And the other one is the one so-called unclean Gentile.
那在初代教会时期，不与外邦人一同吃饭。象征的是与外邦人 断绝相交。
So over here in early church, if you don't have a meal with a Gentile, that means you abandon the relationship with them.
是非常严重的事。
It's considered to be a kind of serious matter.
在我们今天教会的聚餐中，你想没想到，有弟兄姐妹说，人家是高贵人，从来不跟我们在一个桌子上吃饭。
So you can think about some people kind of like noble person doesn't want to come to eat with me. What would you think?
我们来看一看这个假装这个词的意思。
And that's come to see this one, hypocrisy.
这个词呢是从戏剧用语演变而来，是指舞台上的扮演的人。
So over here in this word is like for the stage, for people to act with the different positions.
那从道德层面解读，是指那些不真诚或者虚假的人，也就是指那个所谓的伪君子、伪善者。
From an ethics standpoint, those are the people that doesn't so-called work as they talk.
那在新约圣经中，这个字只出现了六次。
In the New Testament, this hypocrisy has appeared only six times.
除了在此处的假装以外，还有其他用作假善、假意、假冒。
There's a lot of people. There are people that behave to be good person and being a fake person.
那最典型的一处呢，就是在路加福音十二章里边有一段记载。
The most notable verses from Luke chapter 12.
一节。这时有几万人聚集，甚至彼此践踏。耶稣开讲，先对门徒说：“你们要防备法利赛人的教，就是假冒为善，就是这个假装的字。”
So, Luke chapter 12, verses 1. Meanwhile, when a crowd of many thousands had gathered, so that they were trampling one another.
那由此看来，彼得在安提阿的表现，不只是像。演戏假装骗骗人那么简单。
So over here, what Peter behaved is not just acting.
已经危及到了福音真理的原则。
This is considered threatening the fundamental principle of gospel truth.
现在中文译本对十三节的翻译，其他的犹太信徒也跟着彼得像没有原则的人一样。连巴拿巴也受了他们的影响。
So over here in the temporary translation, the other Jewish believers also started acting like cowards, along with Peter, and even Barnabas was swept along by their cowardly action.
恐怕保罗无论如何也想不到，巴拿巴也会受影响。
So Paul couldn't even figure out what Barnabas will also be influenced by this as well.
这下保罗感到了事情的严重性。
So now Paul really sensed the seriousness of this matter.
所以我们看第十四节。
So over here in verses 14.
但我一看见他们行的不正，与福音的真理不合，就在众人面前对基法说：“你既是犹太人，若随外邦人行事，不随犹太人行事，怎么还勉强外邦人随犹太人呢？”
So over here in verses 14, that said, when I saw that they were not acting in line with the truths of the gospel, I said to Cephas in front of them all, you are a Jew, yet you live like a Gentile and not like a Jew. How is it then that you force Gentiles to follow Jewish customs?
后边这段读起来是有点绕口啊。
So over here really kind of like not easy to read through.
我给大家找一找遍了很多，所以找一个最容易理解的版本。
So I picked one of the version that can be easy to follow.
李振中一本说：“我一见他们不依着福音的真理按正执行，就在众人面前对基法说：‘你既是犹太人，尚且按着外国人的样子，而不按着犹太人的样子生活，怎么倒勉强外国人学犹太人的样子呢？’”
So over here in this English version, the Chinese special version, I'm going to translate English as I can. I saw them not following the gospel principles. So he reprimanded Peter in front of everybody. Since you're Jews, but then you didn't follow the Jews' way to live, how can you force the Gentile to add the Jews' way?
所以这些经文里边呢，有一个关键的词，就是勉强。
So over here is force someone to do something.
我们来看看“勉强”这个词呢，它基本上有两个含义，一个呢就是强制人做出特殊的举动，迫使催逼；再一个呢是强烈的促请。So
over here, two meaning in terms of that force. One of them is force someone to do something, threaten someone. The other one is to force someone by permission and things like that.
所以正是这个词的使用代表了什么意思?
So over here, what this word actually means?
彼得他的行为已经为他自己定了罪。
So over here, we're saying that Peter has been condemned by his own behavior.
好大一个名声啊,什么罪啊?
So what are the things that he has been condemned?
就是经文讲的,不依着福音的真理,按正执行。
So did not follow the truths of the gospel.
那这个听起来似乎是一种间接的指责。
So over here is not like an indirect condemnation.
直接的指责是什么?
So what is a direct condemnation?
勉强外邦人随犹太人，勉强外国人学犹太人的样子。
So force Gentile to follow Jewish custom.
所以勉强这个词是一个非常强烈的一个字眼。
So over here, this word force is a very, very strong word that Apostle Paul used.
那在前面第三节的经文，加拉太书2章3节的经文，保罗用这个词说：“我同去的提多虽是希腊人，也没有勉强他受割礼。”就是这个词。
So over here, Apostle Paul says, even Titus Gentile didn't force him to follow Jewish custom.
保罗也曾经用这个勉强的词形容他自己。So
Apostle Paul also used a force to describe himself.
使徒行传26章9到11节，从前我自己以为应当多方攻击拿撒勒人耶稣的名，我在耶路撒冷也曾这样行了。既从祭司长得了权柄，我就把许多圣徒囚在监里，他们被杀，我也出名定案，在各会堂，我屡次用刑强逼他们说亵渎的话。
So over here in Acts chapter 26, 9 through 11, it says, I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth. And that is just what I did in Jerusalem, on the authority of the chief priests, in the name of the Lord of the people in prison. And when they put to death, I cast my vote against them.
那此时将勉强这个词儿 用在彼得身上，是不是在暗示着彼得因着害怕那些犹太的狂热分子，原本享受了与外邦人之间不受社会上传统观念的限制相互密切的交往？So
over here, that was kind of indicated that Peter really afraid those fanatic from this Jewish extremist. So he was originally was enjoying the meal and a good relations with Gentile.
原本已经习惯了与他们在一起生活，按着他们的习惯吃饭，喝他们的酒，到他们家做客等等。So
actually, Peter was really accustomed to have meal together with them, also being a kind of visitor to those family.
但是面对那些守割礼的狂热分子，转眼之间，彼得不单单是远离了，割开了自己和那些 外邦背景的信徒,
but when Peter faced those fanatic, all of a sudden he changed his behavior.
注意下面一个大胆的推论，而且开始强迫外邦信徒跟随犹太人的社会律法受割礼，试图以此避免那些狂热分子、那些狂热的犹太民族主义者
Not only he keep himself away from the relations with Gentile, he start also force the Gentile to follow Jewish custom, such as circumcision and stuff like that.
其实仔细想来，彼得在主耶稣 被犹太的大祭司和犹太公会的人抓捕之前。
So before Peter was being jailed by the Jewish and high priest.
主耶稣曾经有一个预言，到最后完全被应验了。是什么预言？
So remember that Jesus has prophesied what's going to happen to Peter.
在鸡叫以前，你要三次不认我。
That before the rooster crows, you will disown me three times.
这是鸡叫之前一次、两次、三次。
So over here's the pictures that rooster crow three times.
请问，像大使徒彼得这样的人。
So for Peter being a disciple and a Peter's in the Jerusalem church.
一手握着，因着相信耶稣基督，靠着圣灵的信心。
Over here has a great faith based upon Jesus Christ.
另一手却举着受割礼加入犹太派的牌子。
The other hand, he also holds the being circumcised and become members of Judaism.
前面高呼着说是福音是一切相信耶稣者的救恩。
So over here on the right hand side, he proclaimed gospel is the salvation of all people that believe in Christ.
一转身变成了，其实福音只是给犹太人或者是归信犹太教者的救恩。
But in the left hand, he was saying this salvation is only being given to the Jewish people, all the people that believe in Judaism.
所以我们用一句属实的话问，说他彼得配将后人将他的名字称为圣彼得吗？
So is Peter really worthy of being called Saint Peter?
他配得将他的塑像摆在世人敬仰的那个位置上吗？
So is he worthy of being a part of a sculpture in many places?
这就是圣经所描写的有血有肉鲜活的人。
So this is
the
real, this is a real person the Bible is trying to portray.
让我们清清楚楚地认识到人的能力是有限的。
So we can know very clearly, humans are very limited.
人是软弱的。
Humans are weak.
但是福音的大能是无限的。
But the power of gospel is unlimited.
福音能够颠覆人，能够转变扭转人的生命。
So gospel can overturn a person and change a person's life.
像保罗、彼得、巴拿巴等等等等。
Just like Peter's, Paul and Barnabas, gospel has changed their lives.
在西班牙的巴塞罗那有一座天主教，巴塞罗那总教区的主教座堂叫巴塞罗那大教堂，有人去过没有？
So over here, I don't know if you know about it, in the Barcelona, Spain, there is a Catholic church, a very famous Catholic church called
非常壮观的
Cathedral of Barcelona.
它叫圣家宗座圣殿暨赎罪殿，简称圣家堂。
So this is the Cathedral of Barcelona.
圣家堂从1882年开始修建。
So this cathedral has been built since 1882.
因为是赎罪堂。
Because this is a church that people will go to for repentance.
所以它的资金来源主要靠个人的捐款。
So all the funds are coming from individuals.
捐款的多少直接影响到工程进度的快慢。
So how much fund they collect decided how fast construction will go.
所以至今130多年之后，整个建筑完成了，据说可能是50%到60%。
So after 130 years of construction, only the entire cathedral is only finished about just 50%.
预计是在它开始建筑的150年，就是2026年全部完工。
It's forecasted the whole church construction will finish in 2026.
这是目前世界上唯一一座还没有完工的 就被列入世界遗产的一个建筑物。
So this is one of the property considered still recognized famous property that has not finished yet.
那圣家堂有东西南三个侧面。
So this cathedral has the three sides on east, north, east, west, and south.
位于东侧的叫诞生立面。
So over here on the east side is the nativity facade.
位于西侧的是受难立面。
So over here on the west is the passion facade.
位于南侧的就是它的正面叫荣耀立面，现在还正在修建过。
So the south side or is the front side is the glory facade.
那在它的受难立面的雕塑群中。
So among the scripture in the passion facade,
靠着它的正门的左下位置有几个雕塑。
So on the front door, facing on the left hand side, lower left corner.
这个地方呢，有一个叫有一标了一只啼叫的公鸡。
So there was sculpture on this crowing rooster.
这个呢，就是彼得。
And over there is the sculpture of Apostle Peter.
啼叫的公鸡和充满愧疚表情的使徒彼得。
So the sculpture of the crowing rooster and Apostle Peter, full of guilt and shame.
我们再清楚地看一下他的表情。
So over here you can see the facial expression from the sculpture of Peter.
这个才是从福音的角度最人性化的写照。
So this is the most humane portrait of Peter from the point of view of gospel.
当然这是我个人的观点。
But this is my own interpretation.
我们一起祷告。
Let's bow and pray together.
恩主，我们在天上的父，我们感谢你。
Lord, grace, we want to give you thanks.
感谢你赐给我们宝贵的话语。
And we want to give you thanks for the words that we receive from you.
使我们能够在这个充满诱惑、充满挑战的世界中，我们能够活出异样的生命来。
So through all those attractions and different things happen in this world, we can continue to maintain our life journey in this world.
愿主您每天每天都能够成为我们的帮助。
Lord, we pray that you become our help on every day.
使我们这些信徒能够活出主您的样子来。
So all our believers can really work out as
使我们的心思意念，使我们的行为都能够蒙主您悦纳。
So our thoughts and our acts will be receiving recognition from you.
愿主您帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
帮助我们度过我们身体上的、我们心思意念上的各种各样的艰难困苦。
So you can help us to overcome the hardship we have and difficulties in our journey.
使我们的生命活出那美好的见证。
So our life can bear good testimony for you.
这样的祈求祷告是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
Our prayer and praise is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
在接下来的时间里边，我们求上帝预备我们的心，来一起来预备领受这圣餐礼。
So now we're going to have together we're going to have Holy Communion. We pray that we're going to have our hearts together that we can have this Holy Communion together.
我们一起来纪念主耶稣在世时所吩咐的：你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
So we want to commemorate what Lord wants us to do. This is what you have to do.
让我们以清洁、顺服、谦卑的心来一起准备进入这一个。
So let's have a clean heart and obedient heart to observe this Holy Communion.
现在我邀请大家打开红色诗歌本第522页。
Like to open up your red hymn book to page 522。
我们一起来用中文，然后用英文来诵读《马太福音》26:26-29这段经文。
So let's read together in English and Chinese all together.
No.
Okay, we're going to read in Chinese first and then followed by English.
来，他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来，祝福，就拨开，递给门徒，说：你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来，祝谢了，递给他们，说：你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血，为多人流出。是罪得赦，但我告诉你们，从今以后，我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里同你们喝新的那日子。
Okay, let's read in English together on 522 Lord's Supper. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat, this is my blood."And he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of covenant, which is poured out for many of you for the forgiveness of sins. I tell you, I will not drink of this fruit of wines from now on until that day when I drink it anew with you in my Father's kingdom."
我邀请所有在耶稣基督里重生接受洗礼的基督徒，我们一起再次领受这圣餐。
I invite all the reborn Christians that we can observe this Holy Communion together.
在座的，如果你还没有相信主耶稣，还没有明白真正的明白主耶稣基督的救恩的道理，请您暂时先不要用。
So if you have not believed in Christ, have not beenBaptized, you can still observe this ceremony with us.
盼望，相信您，一定会在不久的将来，能够接受耶稣基督这位唯一的创造的上帝。
In the very near future, you will receive the Lord, our Christ.
和我们一起成为上帝家中的人。
So you become a member of God's family.
但是我诚恳地邀请您。在现场观礼，并且帮助我们传递饼和杯。
I definitely encourage you to participate in Holy Communion. I ask you to pass the blood and cup and bread to the next person.
我由衷的盼望，我们一起成为上帝家中的人，这个时间不会太长。
So I'm hoping this Holy Communion is not going to be very long.
那现在我邀请服事的同工。
So as deacon members come forward.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来说：这是我的身体，为你们所舍，你们应当如此行，是为了纪念我。
On the night before Christ was betrayed, he took the bread and broke it and said this.You should do this.
饭后又照样拿起杯来说：这是用我的血为你们所立的新约，你们应当如此行，是为了纪念。
And after supper, he took the cup, saying, "This is the blood that shed for you. You should do this in remembrance of me."
在传递饼和杯的过程中，请弟兄姐妹们拿到饼和杯，或在等待的时候，我们一起来默想。
When we're passing the cup and the bread, and when we're waiting, to receive them, I'd like to ask you that we can meditate.
思想在过去的 一个月的时间里边,
meditate in the past month,
我们有没有得罪上帝, 得罪人的地方?
That we have anything we offend God, anything we offend brothers and sisters.
求上帝赐下赦免的灵,
May God bestow a forgiveness.
求上帝借着这饼和杯除去我们的罪,除去我们的过犯。
Through the cups and bread that God will cleanse our iniquity and our iniquities and trespasses. That His blood will cover our sins and iniquity.
求上帝让用他的灵丰丰满满地赐下给我们。
So through His Holy Spirit, He can give us abundantly.
求主为我们造一颗清洁的心。
Yeah, will give us cleans hearts.
我们一起为着饼和杯祷告。
Let's pray for the bread and the cup together.
在祷告之前，我突然有一个感动。
I had a thing I want to share before the prayer.
我记得在安牧里的时候，我和师母一块上台，冯牧师呢一再的叮嘱要去找，要去找个垫子来，让我们跪下的时候不至于膝盖受苦。
So during the ordination ceremony, that Pastor Peng, who is one of the person to do the ordination, he was looking for a mat for me and my wife to kneel down, so our knee is not suffering.
我们一起来思想主耶稣被钉在十字架上，那个钉子钉在手腕上，钉在脚。
So that's meditate the pain that Jesus received with his nail being nailed through his hands and his feet.
所以盼望我们用我们的心来向上帝来祈祷。
So we can pray to our Lord with our hearts.
我心的感觉，最能够表达的，就是我们能够跪下来，向上帝表达我们的感恩、感谢和祈祷。
The thing that I believe that we can, the best way to express our thanks is for us to kneel down.
有没有弟兄姐妹们愿意上前来，我们一起跪下来祷告？
So I invite brothers and sisters to come forward that we can kneel down and pray together.
有没有愿意的？ 有愿意的可以上前来，我们一起来跪在十字架前来做祷告。
So we can kneel before
圣
the
母，我先
cross
邀请。
and pray together.
其实我们有一段时间如果不跪的话，就觉得膝盖痒痒。
So a lot of time we don't kneel down that we feel our knees will be kind of feel itchy.
有没有邀请？我邀请，有感动的，我们一起来。
So if it touches your heart, you can come and join us together. You can kneel before the cross.
亲爱的主耶稣，感谢主，您在十字架上流血牺牲，用您的生命完成了赎罪祭。
Lord, we want to give you thanks that you are sacrifice your body and your blood. You have fulfilled this salvation.
感谢主您为我们舍上。
We give you thanks that you fulfilled the need for the atonement.
我们也是更加惊奇的感谢主，您受死埋葬三天之后复活了。
We also want to give you thanks that you resurrected after being nailed on a cross.
用您的复活的大能为我们带来了生命的救恩。
Through the power of your resurrection, you give us the strength and power in this life.
在主您复活升天之前为我们设下的这样的圣餐，我们在领受的时候，我们纪念主您为我们所舍的。
And we want to commemorate what you have given to us before you resurrected and raised to heaven through this Holy Communion.
愿主您帮助我们生活在这个充满罪的诱惑的世界中生活的时候，我们有一颗信靠依赖主您的心。
So we can have a heart that we can continue to follow you in this sinful world.
愿主您帮助我们，愿主您借着这饼和杯来遮盖我们的罪，遮盖我们的过犯。
We pray that through your blood and through the cup and the bread that you will cover all sins, iniquity and trespassing.
赦免我们
，forgive us.
给我们造一颗清洁的心
，that create a pureness in our hearts.
赐给我们那丰丰富富的来自于主神您的灵。
Bestow upon us the fresh spirit from you.
让我们走出这个殿堂的时候，我们的脸上彰显着主耶稣基督您的荣耀。
That our face will be full of your glory after we leave this church.
使我们的生命在这个世界上没有白白来过。
So our life in this world is have meaning.
使我们的生命成为主您福音的美好的见证。
So our life will bear a good testimony for you, Lord.
让我们的生活中有平安，有喜乐，有美好的耶稣基督来自于神的馨香从我们身上发出。
So our life will full of joys and peace from you, and our life will have the fresh incense from the Lord.
愿主您的灵与我们同在。
May your spirit be with us.
这样的赞美、感恩、感谢、祈求、祷告，是奉靠主耶稣基督的名求。
All praise and thanksgiving is in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们一起用敬虔清洁的心来领用。
Let's take the bread and cup together.
好，大家一起把杯往中间传。好，现在我邀请大家一起起立。
I'll ask you all stand up.
我们一起用中英文一块来诵读《使徒行传》《使徒信经》。
Let's recite Apostle Creed together in both together at the same time in English and Chinese together.
来， 我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝独生的子，因圣灵感孕，由童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉于十字架，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死人中复活，升天坐在全能父上帝的右边。 将来必从那里降临，审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。 Amen。 大家请坐。
欢迎第一次来，弟兄姐妹或者朋友们。Now let's take this opportunity to get to know.